Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 24th. God humbled himself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:5-8. Have you ever met someone who seemed very proud? What did the person do or say to make you think of pride? On the other hand, have you ever met someone who seemed to be humble? What did the person do or say to make you think of humility? Jesus Christ was God. As God, he deserved to be treated like God. In order to save sinful people, God humbled himself and became a man. He didn't focus on what he deserved, even though he was perfect and almighty. Because he was God, Jesus deserved honor and glory and respect. But instead, he allowed people to ruin his reputation. Because he was God, Jesus could have made himself a king on earth. But he chose instead to be a homeless teacher and a servant. Because he was God, Jesus didn't have to submit to authority, but he chose to become obedient. The Bible teaches that Christians ought to be clothed in humility. Being humble is like putting on an apron to cook in the kitchen, or putting on coveralls to go clean out a barn stall. We ought to shake off our pride and switch it for a spirit of humility. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We ought to change our minds and think with the mindset or the attitude that Jesus had. A humble spirit doesn't care about being popular or respected by other people. A humble spirit serves others without complaining or thinking of self. A humble spirit is obedient, even when obedience hurts. If the God who created the universe has willingly humbled himself, what reason do we have to hold on to our sinful pride? If we know God at all, it's because God has shown us grace. If we can talk to God at all, it's because he humbled himself to make it possible for us to come to him. The Bible teaches that a proud look and a haughty spirit are an abomination to the Lord. Now, an abomination is something that's very wicked and very offensive. A proud spirit is not fitting for a Christian. For a sinner saved by grace, having a spirit of pride is like dressing in clothes that don't match or fit at all. Instead, we ought to be clothed with humility. We ought to let Jesus' mindset be our attitude. Humble enough to forget about what others think. Humble enough to serve, and humble enough to obey. Even though he was God, Jesus humbled himself to serve and obey. How do I offend God with my proud attitude? How can I practice the kind of humility that Jesus did? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for July 24th.